good night, wherever you are, whoever you are. I'm your host, Julia Draghi.
I'm Cameron Baldenabro.
And I'm Kayla Thomas.
And today we will be talking about our skincare routines. Skincare routines are very important, and as teenagers, we develop acne, our hormones affect everything surrounding that, and it's just really important that we build a base, and yeah. So what are your guys' current skincare routines?
Well, I know with mine, I recently started changing it, just like because of the weather especially, but I just do like the pretty basic things. I don't really go like super far with my skincare because like I have sensitive skin, so doing too much usually just breaks out my skin even more. So I just use like a normal cleanser and like a moisturizer and then sunscreen, because I can't stress sunscreen enough for like me, because especially in Vegas with the sun being more out recently, since we're going more into summer, sunscreen's been my best friend recently.
I also have super sensitive skin, so I keep it really simple. I don't use moisturizer. I use just regular soap to cleanse my skin. And in the middle of the day, when it's at its oiliest point, I'll use a soy facial cleanser. It's from the brand Fresh. I love it a lot. It's super soft, but it also gets like all the makeup off without completely drying out my skin. So, and I haven't been out that much, so like I haven't been using sunscreen.
For me, it's really simple too. I have dry skin, so it's really important that I like really moisturize. I use like CeraVe products and also The Ordinary. So I basically just use the basics like moisturizer, sunscreen, of course, but I also have been inputting this niacinamide serum every night, and it's been helping with like my dryness and keeping out like the redness.
So I was wondering, how do you guys handle breakouts? What kind of products do you guys put on?
I don't initially go to products, because usually when I break out, it's because I'm dehydrated. So I spend a lot of time just drinking water. And then if that usually doesn't work, I have like the little like patches for acne. So like I'll put those on before bed, and then I'll wake up and it's usually like pretty much gone or like almost gone. So usually those help. Otherwise, I just drink a lot of water.
For me, I really like using the patches too. I feel like they're really effective. But for me, I honestly just make sure to stick with my routine. Like whenever I get breakouts, it's usually because like I slept with like my hair down or something. And whenever my hair downs, it always causes breakouts because like my hair gets in my face, so it causes it to build up oil. So I just tend to make sure I always put my hair back, and I always consistently just like wash my face every morning and night.
Sometimes I eat oily foods and then I'll just break out the next day, or it's because of hormones. So there's not a lot I can do about it, but I do use this rapid relief like acne treatment, like spot treatment. It's from Murad, and it works in like 4 hours. It burns a lot, but it really reduces the redness and it dries it out within like a day. So I really enjoy using that.
What are your guys' go-to face masks? Because I use, like really bad ones, and they used to break out my skin all the time, but I've been meaning to, like, find ones, and, like, everyone I ask either says something really different or that they don't use them.
I stopped using... Okay, so I used to go to Lush a lot, and there was, like, this Beauty Sleep face mask. It's supposed to be one that you put right before bed, and it has, like, lavender and rose and all of these flowers inside it. And I used that for like 2 days. I broke out so bad. I don't know if it was because I put it on like right before bed, so my face didn't get like a chance to breathe and like recover after the mask, or if it was just what was inside it, but I do not suggest using that mask. Yeah, so I just stopped using masks. I don't do it anymore.
I tend to not really do masks either, just because like I feel like they leave it over moisturized, and I just like feels like it's really slippery. I don't know, but the one thing I've always stuck with is like the Tony Moly mask. I think that's what it's called. They're like from Ulta or like Target, and like they you can get like honey or cucumber, like they're like for different uses. They're a little bit expensive, but like They never like made my skin break out, so they seem okay.
I know what you mean by like the slippery thing. It's like it coats your face, so it doesn't really let your skin breathe, and I hate that. So
yeah, and it like they tell you to like keep it on there, like not to really like wash it off, like keep it on your skin. I don't know. I don't think it really works out that well.
Yeah.
But for you guys, have you guys ever heard of Hyrum? He's on YouTube. He's like a big skincare guru, and like he's really relevant right now.
I have. I first saw him on TikTok when he would like duet people in like their skincare routines, and then when he started blowing up, like different like famous TikTokers or celebrities, he would review their skincare routines. And to be honest, he's kind of changed like how I wash like my face and what I use, because I used to use like just generic stuff, and like it would work for me, but like I could tell it wasn't doing like the best for my skin. So then I switched to like all the products he would recommend, and I definitely saw like progression in like my acne and like how my face just looked overall.
I haven't heard of Hyrum, but I do understand the influence that the media, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok has on like our routines. For me, it was more hair care, and that affected my skin a lot because I used to go to bed with leave-in conditioner and styling mousse and gel on my hair, so then that would like get on my face, clog it up, so that the next morning it'd be like breaking out. But I stopped using as much hair products at night and wash my hair more frequently, and that just helped clear up my skin too.
Just kind of talking about like face masks, you guys have been using like eye patches, because like I don't use face masks like I said, but those eye patches, swear by them. I'll put them on underneath my eyes because I'll be, like, stressed and wouldn't have slept in, like, a couple days because I'll be, like, studying or whatever. I'll put those on and I feel so refreshed after.
I want to try face or eye mask more. What is your recommendations, Cameron?
Oh, I don't know the name of it, but it's this, like, gold one. And my mom got it first. And I was like, well, I kind of need it because school's been stressing me out a little bit. And, like, you can see my eye bags really coming through. Like, I threw them on one day after a shower, right? And I was like, okay, like, you know what? We'll give it a shot. And, like, I didn't think much of it. And it, like, woke me up. So, like, I was, like, studying even longer. So, like, don't recommend putting it on at night unless you want to wake up. But, like, my eye bags kind of went away.
Okay, I see you. I'm a def. I was up until 2 a.m. watching Grey's Anatomy last night.
I'm going to go find some eye masks now. Because that sounds good. But then, you know what? I don't really stay up that late. I literally will go to sleep at 10. I swear, I'm like an old lady.
I feel like sleep's so important when it comes to like acne and like your skincare, but no one takes it serious. Like, I feel like people focus more on the like, oh, it's my hormones or it's my diet or like stuff like that, but don't realize that like sleeping, I feel like it plays an important role in different like acne. Because when I would be up really late over the summer, just because, like, it was summertime and like, I wouldn't go to bed, I'd notice my skin would break out more. And, like, if I wasn't putting on sunscreen, like, all the time or, like, washing and moisturizing my face would break out more. But, like, once school started and, like, before it became, like, stressful towards, like, the end of the year, like, my skin was clearing up and I was fine.
For me, when school starts, that's usually when I have more breakouts. Partly stress-induced, but also me taking advantage of the weekends, and instead of, like, having to wake up at, like, 6 or 6:30, I'll sleep all the way from 10 to 9, so I'm still asleep, but my body's, like, waking up, so probably by, like, 7 a.m., I'm starting to release, like, oils onto my face, but then that's on the pillow, so then it just clogs it, so breakouts versus in the summer, like, I'm trying to enjoy the whole day, so I'll wake up earlier, I'll go to sleep later. It balances out with my skin.
So moving on to like the products that we do like and the products that work out for us, what are some things you guys tend to like stay away from or like haven't worked out for you guys in the past?
There was this one time where I tried this face mask from Ulta, and it was like it was during the summertime, and I remember I'd put it on and it like made my skin so bad. Like, my face was, like, bloodshot red, acne was coming in, it was like it ruined my like skin for like a couple of weeks, and I was like, I could never do it. So now like when I'm getting face masks or I'm like getting a new face wash or whatever, I have to be really cautious. It's like I don't want it to happen again, but I could never go back to that face mask.
Yeah, I used to use like Clean and Clear and like Neutrogena before when like I had no idea, and that's like all that was there at like the drugstores. And you know, like those little beads that like they put in there, like I honestly thought like that was good for you. Like, I don't know what I thought. Like, I thought it was like something, it was like a special ingredient that made sure you wouldn't get any acne, but like that is not what happened at all. Like, that's when I started getting a lot of breakouts, and like I honestly had no idea what to do, and it was just like redness all over my face constantly, and I was just so blinded by the thought like, oh, this is gonna work, like this is gonna work eventually, but it just never didn't.
I know what you mean. I tried like the Neutrogena Naturals that dried my skin so bad, it was like flaking and coming off for like the next 3 days. So then I switched to Clean and Clear, the exact same thing happened. It was really, really bad. And then I started breaking out, like, and because my skin was dry, then, like, the pimples would just get bigger. So then, like, I couldn't pop them because then that would, like, cause, like, really bad scarring because it's just, like, three layers down, you know? So I started trying to find, like, different acne treatments. And then, I don't know how I came across it, but there was, like, this astringent. But it had a lot of acid in it, and I, for some reason, I thought that wouldn't burn the way it did, but it, that was really bad. I absolutely hated that. When I put it on my cheek, it hurt so much. It was red for, like, the next 3 hours.
I remember, like, in middle school, like, a couple years ago, that, like, Clean and Clear and Neutrogena was really popular. Like, it was really popular to have, like, those. Because I think it's Clean and Clear that, like, has the different colored face washes. Where it's, like, people would get different colored face wash just because it was that color. And, like, everyone would use it. But everyone, like, also knew it was super bad for your skin. Like, people would break out, but they wouldn't change. Just because they, like being a part, I guess, of the, like, trend of having that brand.
Have you guys ever tried, like, Curology or Proactiv? Those are, like, really popular on social media and Instagram right now. And I was just wondering, like, if it's really good, like they say.
I've never tried either, but, like, a lot of my family members have. And from my sister's experience, she, like, spent, like, over $100 on, like, Proactiv before. And she told me, like, to never, ever, ever do it because, like, in the end, all the products are the same that they give to the people, she says. Like, even though they say that, oh, it's made specifically for you, it's all going to be the same ingredients in the end. And then maybe they'll just switch up one or two. So she said that just do your own research, stick to that, because in the end, you're literally just wasting your money. And honestly, like, that, like, made me think so much differently about Curology. And also Curology, like, how the amount of advertisements it gets, sometimes I don't believe, like, the truth in it, like, what people say, just because, like, they know they're getting paid for those advertisements, too. So, obviously, they'll say good things about it in the end.
Yeah, I remember when Adam Levine was, like, an ambassador for Proactiv, and I wanted to try it, but I was, like, super young and wasn't, like, really, like, experiencing breakouts yet. But the fact that, like, he was on it and he, like, was always, like, oh, like, Proactiv this, Proactiv that, like, I always wanted to try. And, like, it wasn't until I was older that, like, I had realized, like, he was literally just getting paid to do that. He probably didn't even use those products. But I was still, like, so head over heels over the fact that, like, I would be using the same thing as Adam Levine. But I never tried it just because, like Julia said, it was so much money and, like, you could tell that all the products were just the same.
So, any words of advice to all the people out there that are still trying to figure out what works best for them?
A word of advice I would say is don't automatically jump to, like, washing your face or, like, thinking it's a skincare product. Because, like, oil builds up on t-shirts and on, like, your bed and your pillow and your hair. So it may not be the products you're using, but the things around you or, like, the stuff you're eating.
I say to definitely just do your research and don't just believe what everyone says or just to follow the trend, because not every product will work out for every single person. Like for Neutrogena and Clean and Clear, for the majority, it won't work out for everybody. And I know CeraVe is obviously something that's very popular right now. And even though that might work out for a lot of people, it might not work out for you, and that's completely fine. So just do your research, stick to that, and build the most basic routine first, and don't start venturing out into like acids, serums, and all that until later on, once until your skin gets used to that.
I emphasize on what Julia said about sticking with a basic routine. Do not ever start off with like seven different products, because then if you start breaking out, you're not going to be able to tell if it's the products that you're using or if it's what's around you and what you need to cut out. So just keep it simple.
So today we talked about our basic skincare routines to influencers and products to stay away from. My name is Julia Jarecki.
I'm Cameron Baldenabro.
And I'm Kayla Thomas.
And we'll see you on the flip side.